Mornings. And this morning we have three brothers to share together.
今天早晨有三位弟兄要一起交通.
And the burden that plays in our heart is the matter of unity.
在我们心中的负担是合一.
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
请翻到以弗所书第四章.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
以弗所书第四章13节.
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书4章13节, 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量。
I'll read one more time. This is the common scripture that we all share. Until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们再读一次，这是我们今天交通共同的经节。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。Let's
pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so delighted to be able to gather in your presence in the beginning of this year.
父啊, 我们何等喜乐, 能够在这一年的开始, 能够来到你的同在中。
We are specifically grateful for your everlasting love.
我们特别感谢你永不改变的爱。
And even this morning, you still reveal to us how much you delighted to sit with us.
今天早晨你再来启示我们, 你是何等欢喜与我们同坐。
Therefore, our desire is to have the same desire in our heart, that desire to sit with you.
因此我们的里面也有同样的渴慕, 就是与你同坐。
And we pray that you be that pillar of cloud that lead us in this new year.
我们祷告愿你是我们的云柱, 能带领我们在这新的一年。
And together we press on toward the goal.
我们能够向着标杆直跑。
We pray again this morning through your word, you will speak to us once again.
我们祷告借着你的话语, 你再来向我们说话。
You're not only the one who loves us, you are our shepherd.
你不但爱我们, 你也是我们的牧人。
Therefore this morning we pray that all of us can hear your voice.
因此早晨我们祷告, 我们每一个人都能听见你的话语。
Once again we recognize our weakness and we pray for your anointings.
我们承认我们的软弱, 我们就祷告你的恩膏。
For all of us to be anointed, so that your word will not come in vain.
叫我们每一个人都被你高抹, 好叫你的话语不是徒然。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
And this is a big verse of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
以弗所书4章13节是很大的经文。
And it is very difficult verse to really understand.
是非常困难的, 我们没有办法明白。
And this matter of the unity of the faith,
这个真道上同归于一,
is the unity in the knowledge of the Son of God.
就是在认识神儿子上同归于一。
So this morning my responsibility is this matter of the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God.
今天早晨我的负担就是认识神儿子的合一。
And our brother James will share the unity in church.
翁国华弟兄会交通, 教会里的合一。
And our brother Jack will share the unity in our pursuit together.
李君凯弟兄会交通, 追求上的合一。
So my responsibility is the unity in Christ.
因此我的负担是基督里的合一。
Or the unity in the knowledge of the Son of God.
就是认识神儿子的合一。
Brothers and sisters, God is invisible.
弟兄姊妹, 神是看不见的。
And his attributes are also invisible.
他的属性也是看不见的。
So this is a challenge for all of us. How can we arrive at the unity of the knowledge of God if He is not visible?
因此，这是极大的挑战。我们如何能在在这认识看不见的基督上能够可以
？So you can say Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 is way beyond us.
我们可以说以弗所书四章十三节实在是超越我们的。
It is impossible for us to attain the unity of the faith.
我们实在不是不可能能够达到真道上的合一。
It's not only beyond us.It was even beyond Paul.
不但超越我们，也超越保罗。
You know, before Paul met the Lord Jesus, this unity, this knowledge of Christ was beyond Paul.
在保罗遇见主耶稣以前，认识基督的合一是也对保罗也是不可能的。
No, Paul had the best training that everyone could ever had.
保罗他有人所能有的最好的训练。
He had a tremendous zeal for God.
他向着神大发热心。
And he followed the law very strictly.
他非常严谨的遵守律法。
But even for such a man, he couldn't understand God.
虽然是这样的人，他还是不能认识神。
He didn't know God's heart.
他不知道神的心意。
Therefore, Paul needed a vision.
因此保罗需要异象。
Without a vision, none of us will be able to know God himself.
若是没有异象，没有人能够认识神的自己。
So what is vision?
所以异象是什么？
Vision is not something physical.
异象不是物质的。
Brother Austin Spar has such a definition for vision.
斯柏克弟兄对异象有这样的定义。
He said the unveiling of God's heart.To our spirit by the power of Holy Spirit.
他说，借着圣灵的大能，开启神的心意在我们的灵里。
We don't know God's heart.
我们不知道神的心意。
Until by the power of Holy Spirit, this vision was unveiled to us.
直到靠着圣灵的大能，把这异象能够开启在我们的里面。
So that day.When Paul was on his way to Damascus, the vision was given to him by the power of Holy Spirit.
在那一日，保罗往大马色的路上，这异象是借着圣灵启示给他。
All of a sudden, Paul understood God's heart.
突然，保罗就明白了神的心意。
In the same way, today, unless this vision was revealed to us by the power of Holy Spirit, we will not be able to understand God's heart.
今天如果这异象不是借着圣灵向我们启示，我们也不能明白神的心意。
So this morning we'd like to use a portion of the scriptures to share that vision.
今天早晨我就借着一段圣经来交通这异象。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11.
腓立比书第二章五到十一节。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to verse 11.
腓立比书第二章五到十一节。
We're not going to explain this portion of scriptures.
我们不要解释这段圣经。
Because it will take entire conference just to go through this few verses.
因此需要一个特会来解释这段圣经。
But the purpose is to see that vision unveiled by this portion of scriptures.
我们的目的是借着这段圣经让圣灵能够启示把神的心意启示在我们的里面。
Chapter 2 verse 5 to 11.
第二章第五节。
Have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus who although he existed in the form of God did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped but emptied himself taking the form of a bondservant and being madeIn the likeness of man, being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.Of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
In this portion of scripture, there is a vision.
在这段经文里有个意象。
In other words, you can see God's heart concerning His Son.
换句话说，你可以看到神向着他儿子的心意。
Of God the Father, in His heart, there is a desire from the foundation of the earth.
在父神的心中，从创世以前，他心中就有这样的渴慕。
If we see God's heart concerning His Son, then we will see the vision.
如果我们看见神向着他儿子的心意，我们就能看见这意象。
God the Father had purpose in His heart from the very beginning.
父神在从起头就心中就有这个旨意。
And His heart is to highly exalt His Son.
他的心意就是将他的儿子升到至高。
He will give him a name which is above of every name.
他会赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
God wants to make his son the Lord of everything.
神要使他的儿子成为万有的主。
Not only in heaven, but on earth, also under the earth.
不仅在天上，在地上，还有在地底下。
This is God's heart.
这是神的心意。
If by the power of Holy Spirit, somehow this heart was unveiled to our spirit, then we will have the vision.
借着圣灵的大能，若是他的心意能够启示在我们的心里，我们就得着这意象。
So what does this vision mean to us?
这意象向我们有什么意义？
And Colossians actually further explained this vision.
在哥罗西书更多的解释了这意象。
To us,To our daily life, if you have this vision, then you will live your life in this way.
对我们在我们日常生活中若有这个意象，我们就能如此生活。
So that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
叫他在凡事上可以居首位。
This is the person who have the visions.
这就是有意象的人。
And Christ will come to have first place.In everything.
基督能在凡事上居首位。
In King James, the word first place was translated preeminence.
在钦定本圣经，这居首位是翻译成无与伦比。
Preeminence is a very special word.
居首位是一个非常特别的字。
Preeminence means surpassing all others.
居首位就是超越其他的一切。
If something is preeminent in your life, and this thing will surpass all other things in your life.
在你生命中若有一样是居首位，这样事就会超越其他一切的事。
By this definition, one person can only have one thing that's preeminent.
根据这个定义，一个人只能有一样事是居首位的。
It's not possible to have two preeminent things in your life.
在你的生命中不可能有两样事是居首位的。
Now, when something is preeminent, that it means there's nothing can compare to it.
当一样事在你的里面居首位，就是这样事是无与伦比的。
When Christ is preeminent, means Christ is first and Christ is last.
当基督居首位，就是基督是首先的，是末后的。
And Christ is everything in between.
他也是其中的一切。
So, brother and sister, have we seen the visions?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这意象吗？
And is Christ preeminent in our life?
基督在我们生命中居首位吗？
Does Christ have first place in everything in our life?
基督在我们的里面居首位吗？
Do we understand God's heart concerning His Son?
我们明白神向着他儿子的心意吗？
And this is the vision.
这就是意象。
They explain this portion of scriptures.
在这段经文中所解释的。
But we also discover something else in this scriptures.
这段经文中我们又发现另一件事。
We see how did God exalt his son? It is a very unusual way. It's not something we can ever imagine. This exaltation was the result of his son emptying himself. This is not something any human being can ever dream about. The way to be exalted is through emptying. Verse 6, he exists in the form of God.
第六节说, 他, 唯有神的形象,
but did not regard equality with God. Then he took the form of a bound slave. To the likeness of a man. Humble himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
自己卑微,纯心顺服,以至于死,且死在十字架上,
from the highest high to lowest low.
从至高降到最低,
from the greatest fullness to utter emptiness.
从完全的丰满降到绝对的倒空,
why God used such a way?
神为什么用这样的道路?
Is there any reason that God chose this special way?
神为什么会选择这样的道路?
There is a reason.
有一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember what happened in the garden of the garden?
弟兄姊妹,你记得在, 花园中所发生的?
And the serpent tempted the Adam and Eve.
蛇诱惑了亚当和夏娃。
How did Satan tempted the Adam and Eve.
蛇如何诱惑亚当和夏娃?
Satan used the spirit of possessiveness.
神就用, 撒旦就用那占有的灵。
And Satan was telling Adam and Eve, if you eat this tree, the fruit of this tree, you will possess an ability to tell the right from the wrong.
蛇对撒旦说,你若吃这树上的果子,你就有能力能够分别善恶。
You will have this capacity to separate good from evil.
你有分别善恶的能力。
You have possessed this ability so you can live a life without God.
你就拥有这个能力,你就可以过一个没有神的生活。
That's the spirit in Satan.
这就是撒旦的灵。
A spirit of possessiveness. The spirit of acquisitiveness. This spirit is in Satan. But when Adam and Eve fell, this spirit went into them as well. And this spirit went into his son Cain. You know the word Cain means acquire. Cain has this spirit of possessiveness. He wants his sacrifice to be accepted by God. When he did not get this acceptance, the spirit of envy in him caused him to kill his brother Abel.
当他没有得到,找他里面那贪,嫉妒的灵,就叫他杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
Brother and sister, that spirit is in us also.
弟兄姊妹,
therefore, we have ambitions on this us.
因此我们在地上就有野心。
We want to acquire things. We want to possess things.
我们要拥有一些事,
we have a desire for power, for supremacy, for dominations.
我们就渴慕要有更多的权势,要有更能超越别人,更能管辖别人。
How do you undo the spirit of possessiveness?
你如何能够废除这样的拥有的灵?
How do you undo the spirit of acquisitiveness?
你如何能够除去这贪婪的灵?
Young people in your chemistry, you know this.
年轻人,你们在上化学课里,你们知道。
If you have a solution that is acidic,
如果你们有酸的溶液,
how do you undo this acidic solutions?
你们如何能够除去这溶液的酸性?
I think you know there's a way.
我知道你们知道有这方法。
You put something that is basic.
你们就把碱放在里面。
This basic thing will undo the everything the acidic thing has ever done.
这碱性就能把这酸性所造成的一切事所除去。
So how God undo the spirit of possessiveness in us?
所以神如何除去我们里面这占有的灵？
Emptiness, emptying.
倒空。
Emptying is the total opposite of possessing.
倒空就是占有的反面。
Therefore, this emptying completely undone everything that Satan has ever done in human life.
因此，倒空能够除去撒旦在人里面所做的一切的事。
Brother and sister, this is the way to be exalted.
弟兄姊妹，这就是高升的道路。
This is the way to achieve that vision.
这就是能得着那意象的道路。
You know, when Paul saw that vision,
当保罗看见了意象,
and he knew God's heart,
他就认识了神的心意,
and do you know what happened next?
你知道上面发生了什么?
Emptying began in his life.
倒空就在他的生命中开始了。
Then one thing after another, you see that Paul emptied himself.
你就看见保罗一样一样的事倒空他自己。
He emptied all his upbringing.
他倒空了他的出身。
He emptied his training and his education.
他倒空了他的训练和教育。
He emptied his prominent careers.
他倒空了他很杰出的事业。
He emptied his career in religions.
他倒空了他在宗教里的显要的地位。
He emptied his reputations.
他倒空了他的声望。
Can you imagine, can we imagine if Paul, Apostle Paul, had not emptied those things, what a loss for us today.
你能够想象保罗若没有倒空这其中的事，我们今天是何等大的损失。
Without his emptying, we will experience tremendous loss today.
若没有他的倒空，我们今天就会受到极大的损失。
Brother and sister, how can we come into this vision?
弟兄姊妹，我们如何能得着这意象？
How can we come into this emptying?
我们如何进入这倒空？
Then there is encouragement in verse 5.
在第五节，能够激励我们。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a teaching here.
弟兄姊妹, 这里不是教导。
This is not a doctrine.
这不是教条。
This word is a prayer.
这是祷告。
This is the prayer we ought to have.
这是我们该有的祷告。
We ought to pray this prayer. May the Lord give me this attitude in 2015.
我们要向主祷告, 愿在2015年, 主给我们这样的心。
Not only give me this vision that Christ is Lord,
不但给我们意象, 让我们认识耶稣是主。
But give me this attitude that's in Christ Jesus so that I can let go of things.
也赐给我们基督耶稣的心思, 让我们能够放手。
The reason that Christ cannot have that preeminent place in our life because we have things that we do not want to let go.
基督不能在我们里面居首位, 因为我们抓住了许多事, 不愿意放手。
I don't know what are you holding on to, but God knows what you are holding on to today.
我不知道你抓住什么事, 但神知道你今天抓住什么。
Maybe it is your career.
也许是你的事业。
Maybe it's a position.
也许是个地位。
Maybe it is a relationship.
也许是人际关系。
Doesn't really matter what that is, as long as we hold on to something tightly, our Lord Jesus cannot take that preeminent place in our life.
不论那是什么, 只要你还紧抓着那件事, 主耶稣就不能在我们里面居首位。
Therefore, we need to have this prayer, have the same attitude as that in Christ Jesus.
因此我们必须有这样的祷告, 以基督耶稣的心为心。
So in 2015, we can begin to let go of things.
在2015年，让我们就能放手。
Therefore, the Christ Jesus can take the preeminent place in our life.
让基督在我们的里面居首位。
Therefore, not only we can see the visions, we can experience the reality of these visions.
我们不但能看见这意象，我们也能经历这意象的实际。
Christ has that first place in everything.
基督在凡事上居首位。
接着啊，钟立兄的交通，继续和弟兄姐妹交通到教会的合一。
I'm going to continue in Brother Philip's sharing by sharing about the unity of the church.
当我接受了这个托付以后，就像上个周的天气一样啊，心里面是相当沉重。
After I received this entrustment, just like the weather in my heart, I was depressed and burdened.
因为知道这实在是一件不可能的事。
Because I know that this is an impossibility.
Yeah.记得啊，林弟兄也曾经说过，这是圣经当中最难实现的一句话。
Just as Brother Nee had shared that this is the most difficult thing to have in reality.
这是我们众人能够在认识神儿子的真道上同归于一。
That is for all of us together to be unified in the true way.
但感谢神，因为在人是不能。
But thank God, because even though it is impossible with man,
在神凡事都能。
All things are possible with God.
这也是神他所定义要成就的事。
And he has already determined that this will be accomplished.
每次当我们来到新的一年开始。
And so every year, as we begin a new year,
我们常有一个想法，就是新年新希望。
We often have this thought that we have new resolutions.
但是我们应当知道，新的一年并不是我们的盼望。
But we ought to know that having a new year doesn't mean that we have hope.
因为基督在我们里面才是我们荣耀的盼望。
Because only Christ in us is the hope of glory.
然而这新的一年却是我们的机会。
And so this new year is a new opportunity.
就是叫我们能够在认识神儿子真道上能够往前。
So that in knowing the true way, true faith, that we may move forward.
能够竭力的来追求。
So that we may strive forward.
靠着主的恩典，或许能够在我们中间主能够得着这样一个合一的见证。
According to His will, that perhaps we may all attain to this testimony together.
我们现在读两处的圣经。
Shall we read two passages of Scripture?
第一处在以弗所书第一章。
First passage is in Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，我们读22、23两节。
Shall we read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23?
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里的他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this him here is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再读一处在以弗所书第四章。
And shall we read another passage, Ephesians chapter 4?
我们读第一节到第六节。
We'll read verses 1 through 6.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
以弗所书第一章的圣经让我们看见神要使基督为教会做万有之主。
In Ephesians chapter 1, we see that God has put all things in subjection under Christ.
所以我们看见教会是神成就他永远旨意的一个器皿。
And so we see that the church is the vessel by which God wants to accomplish his eternal purpose.
就是在神所造的万有都伏在基督的脚下之先，神要先使教会伏在基督的脚下。
That is, before God puts all things in subjection under his feet, he is first putting the church, everything, in submission to Christ.
也就是说，基督要成为万有之主之前，他必须在教会中成为教会的主。
That is, before Christ is to be Lord of everything, he is first to be Lord of the church.
所以这里保罗就告诉我们说，教会是他的身体。
And so here Paul is telling us that the church is his body.
我们知道我们每一个人都有一个身体。
We know that each one of us, we have a body.
这个身体呢有一个头。
And in this body, we have a head.
这个身体这个人呢他有一个身体。
And for this person of who we are, there is a body.
一个人呢他应该是一个头有一个身体。
And in this person, there is a head and a body.
希望在我们中间是没有例外的。
I hope there's no other, nothing else among us.
所以神借着我们这个天然人的身体呢，叫我们明白这件事情。
And so through this human body, we come to understand.
头乃是这身体的元首。
That the head is truly the head of the body.
而这身体上的每一个肢体都必须接受这头的支配。
Every single member of your body follows the direction from the head.
而借着这个身体呢，它来成就这个头的意思。
And the body accomplishes the will from the head.
为了这个缘故，我们就看见神造我们这个人的时候呢，为我们这个身体，为我们这个人呢，预备了两个主要的一个两个系统。
And so for that purpose, God has created for us two different systems that are very important.
一个就是我们的神经系统。
First, he has created a nervous system for us.
一个就是我们身体的血液系统。
And secondly, he also has created a circulatory system.
我们看见这个神经系统和这个血液系统，就把我们这个头和这个身体的所有肢体能够联络在一起。
So we know that through our nervous system and circulatory system, it connects everything to the head.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们在讲到教会的合一。
And so today, as we talk about the unity of the church,
圣经给我们这样一个清楚的图画。教会的合一乃是身体的合一。
The Bible gives us such a clear illustration that the unity of the church is the unity of the body.
这个身体不能离开头。
The body cannot be separated from the head.
当这个身体离开了头，它就不再是一个身体。
When the body is now separated from the head, it is no longer a body.
它就成为一个尸体。
It is a dead body.
所以我们看见教会的合一不是在地上借着人为的组织来联合或是统一。
So we know that the church is not an earthly organization.
教会的合一必须是在身体生命的里头一个有机体的一个合一。
We know that this unity must be one of a living organism.
这个合一乃是表现出那身体的完整和身体的丰满。
This unity must express the manifestation of the entire body.
我们知道，我们每一个人来到世上都是从一个小婴孩的生命来到世上。
We know that for every single one of us, we have grown from an infant stage.
我们看见当一个小生命来到世上的时候，它是一个完整的生命。
When a very young life enters into this world, it is a complete life.
它有一个头。
There is a head.
它有身体。
There is a body.
身体里头有四肢百体。
And there are four appendages.
它是一起来到世上的。
And it comes all together.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
没有一个人是来到世上以后才把头跟身体接在一起。
Nobody comes to this world with his head and body separated and then come together.
所以我们看见身体的合一应当是这样非常自然的事情。
So we know that for the unification of the body, it's such a natural process.
而这样一个合一的身体。
And this one unified body,
经过一些的年日,
after years,
我们看见这身体就渐渐的增长。
We see it gradually grows.
就长成蛮有一个丰盛丰富的一个生命的度量。
And it matures into a full stature of life.
今天基督得着他的身体也是同样的。
Today it is the same way for Christ as he obtains his body.
刚刚弟兄告诉我们，当保罗去大马色路上，他 在大光中他得着了一个异象。
Our brother just shared with us that Paul on the road to Damascus, he gained a great revelation.
也就是圣灵在他的里面开启了他。
That is, the Holy Spirit revealed a vision to him.
叫他看见神心意中的那个异象。
He saw the vision that is in God's heart.
那个异象叫保罗不仅看见这天上荣耀的主。
That vision not only allowed him to see the glorious Lord in the heaven.
他认识了这位基督是万有的主。
But he came to know Christ as the Lord of all.
在那个异象当中
In that vision,
保罗也认识了这位天上的主他在地上有一个身体。
Paul also came to know that this Lord who is in heaven has a body on earth.
因为当天上的主向保罗显现的时候
Because when the heavenly Lord revealed himself to Paul,
他对保罗说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
He said to Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我们知道当时主已经从死里复活得荣耀升天
We know that the Lord had already resurrected and he had been glorified, ascended into heaven.
扫罗在地上怎么能够逼迫荣耀的主呢
How is it that Saul was persecuting our glorious Lord?
就在那个异象的里头
It was in that vision.
主就让保罗知道
The Lord allowed him to know
当他逼迫地上的基督徒
that when he was persecuting the Christians on earth,
就是逼迫主
He was persecuting the Lord.
因为教会就是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须在主的面前也有同样的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have the same prayer before the Lord.
我们若没有得着保罗所得着那样的启示
，If we do not have the same revelation as Paul,
我们是不可能能够明白教会是基督的身体。
Then we cannot come to understand that the church is the body of Christ.
我们更不可能能够进入这。基督身体的合一
And we cannot enter into the unity of the body.
所以我们感谢我们的神
And so we thank our God.
他既乐意将他儿子启示在保罗的心里
He was so willing to reveal his son in Paul's heart.
他也乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里
He is also willing to reveal his son into us.
既然保罗所得到的异象是基督与他的教会
So even though Paul's revelation was of Christ and his church,
我们同样的借着祷告主也能够将同样的意象赐给你和我。
In the same way, as we pray, God can give the same vision and revelation to you and I.
让我们看见教会是他的身体。
So that we can see the church is his body.
是那充满万有者所要充满。
And he fills all that which is in all.
今天世人在地上看不见天上荣耀的主。
Today people on this earth cannot see our glorious Lord in heaven.
但能够借着他的身体，能够认识到基督是万有之主。
But through his body, people can come to know that our Lord, he is the Lord of all.
那我们怎么样子能够来达到这个合一呢
？So how can we attain to this unity?
有前年长弟兄让我们看见这个合一，它是有个开始，它有一个结束。
Our elderly brothers before us have shown us that there is a beginning and an end.
就像我刚刚提到我们的天然生命一样。
Just as we have mentioned our natural body.
这个生命来到世上，它是一个完整的生命。
When our life has come into this world, it is a complete life.
但这个生命它有一个目的。
There is a purpose for this.
它要达到丰盛。
It must attain to fullness.
也就是在以弗所第四章十三节所告诉我们的，叫我们众人在认识神儿子真道上。能够同归于一。
And that is also what is mentioned in Ephesians 4, that we are to attain to the unity of the faith.
所以在以弗所第四章的一开头，保罗就这么告诉我们。
And so at the very beginning of Ephesians 4, Paul tells us.
他劝我们。
And he beseeches us.
他说，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
He says he implores you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
所以我们如何能够来照着神的旨意来达到这个身体合一的见证呢
？So how can we attain to the unity, the testimony of the unity of the body?
这里保罗在这里让我们看见有两方面。
Here Paul shows us two aspects.
第一，说要竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
Here it says first we're to hold fast to the head.
也可以说到我们要竭力保守圣灵里头已经赐给我们的那个合一。
And that is to say we are to diligently also preserve the unity of the spirit that we have been given.
这里保罗说我们行事为人就是我们在世上我们所的生活一举一动当与所蒙召的恩相称。
Here we are to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling.
我们常常 我们常常引用这句话。
Oftentimes we use this phrase.
但当我们用这句话的时候，我们常常觉得说是在我们个人的见证、个人的生活里头。
But we use this phrase in talking about our individual lives and individual walks.
在我这一次在主面前预备的时候。
But this time as I was preparing before the Lord.
我发现这句话更重要的乃是叫我们能够来竭力保守这身体的合一。
I realize even more importantly that we are to be diligent in preserving the unity of the body.
所以这里保罗说要竭力。
Because here it says to be diligent.
就尽我们所能的。
That is to do all that you can.
我们一切所做的，一切所行的，都要来保守这个合一。
All that you do, all that you act is to preserve this unity.
为什么要讲说要保守呢？
Why does it say to preserve?
他告诉我们说，这个合一已经赐给我们。
Because it tells us this unity has already been given to us.
所以当我们信了主，蒙恩得救的时候。
Because once you have been saved by grace.
圣灵就将我们进入基督的身体。
He has already called you and he has already placed you to enter into the body.
我们就成为基督身体的一个肢体。
You are already a member of the body.
我们已经在这个合一的里头。
We are already in this unity.
这个合一已经赐给了我们。
This unity has already been given to us.
而我们所要做的是什么呢？
And so what do we do?
乃是要竭力保守。
We are to be diligent in preserving this unity.
不让任何的事情来破坏这个合一。
Do not allow anything to break this unity.
弟兄姐妹，你知道什么事是最能够破坏基督身体的合一呢？
What is the thing that causes the separation of unity in the body?
其实不是别的。
It's nothing else.
是我们的己
except for ourselves.
我们的己叫我们破坏这个已经赐给我们的合一。
The self breaks down that unity that has already been given to us.
我有时候觉得很稀奇。
Sometimes I find it amazing.
我们每个人都有一个身体。
Every single one of us
we have a body. 我们身体里面有四肢百体。
And we have four appendages.
可是我们从来不会觉得到说我们四肢百体里头哪一个肢体会觉得说我是可以分别出来的。
There's not one limb that would think that I can be separated from the rest of the body.
这肢体，我们身体的肢体里头，它没有那个己的那个私欲。
Among our limbs and members, there is no thought of self.
如果有的话呢，我们的身体就很危险。
Otherwise, it's very dangerous for our body.
在冬令会当中，讲员告诉我们说，这个就像这我们身体里头最小的肢体，它都是在身体里面的一部分。
Our speaker at our winter retreat told us that every single member is a portion, has a portion of this body.
是不能分开的。
It cannot be separated.
弟兄姐妹，你认为你身体当中哪一个肢体是可以分开的吗？
Do you think that there is any member of your body that can be separated from you?
那你说我的那个脚趾头没有用。
Perhaps you think there's no use for my small toe.
你把它砍下来看看。
I'm going to cut it off.
看你身体痛不痛。
See whether or not it hurts.
看你头能不能会不会感觉到那个痛苦。
Whether or not your head will experience that pain.
就是最小的肢体受伤了。
Even when the smallest member is injured.
整个身体都一同的受苦。
The entire body suffers along with it.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要圣灵开启我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us.
我们看见我们乃是在基督的身体里头同为肢体的。
To see that we are all members.Of Christ's body.
我们不高举我们自己。
We do not exalt ourselves.
我们也不轻看我们自己。
And at the same time, we do not look lightly upon ourselves.
我们如何能够做到呢？
How can we do that?
你发现基督是我们的盼望。
We realize that Christ is our hope.
所以刚刚弟兄告诉我们，我们的主他如何在地上，他如何倒空自己。
And so our brother just shared with us how Christ, when he was on earth, how he emptied himself.
所以这里保罗就告诉我们。
And Paul tells us here
他说凡事谦虚
that in all things we are to show tolerance, patience
温柔忍耐
humility, gentleness, patience
用爱心互相宽容
and we are to show tolerance for one another in love
用和平彼此联络
we are to preserve the unity and the bond of peace
基督的丰富不仅包括这五样
of course, abundance of Christ does not include merely these five
在这里保罗让我们看见记得这五样来竭力保守圣灵的合一。
But through these five things, Paul shows us how we are to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
这五样的性情都不是我们天然人所有的。
These five characteristics are not very natural to us.
这都是在基督的生命里头的性情。
These are characteristics in the nature of Christ.
但感谢神，神不会要求我们来做我们所不能做的事情。
But we thank God, God doesn't require us to do that which we cannot do.
在这里，神既然命令我们说要竭力保守这基督身体的合一。
And since Christ here calls us to be diligent to preserve the unity of the body,
那如何保守呢？神说你要用这五样东西。
How are we to preserve? We are to use these five things.
这些都是神已经给我们的。
These are things that God has already given to us.
神将他儿子给了我们。
He has given it to us through His Son.
所以在他儿子里面
It is in His Son.
有谦卑。
That we have humility.
在他里面有温柔。
That it is in Him we have gentleness.
在他里面 有忍耐。
In him we have patience.
在他里面有爱。
And in him we have love.
在他里面有和平。
In him we have peace.
兄姐妹，任何时候当圣灵提醒我们，感觉到我们的合一破坏了。
At any time, if in us we realize that this unity has been broken.
我们不是想我们的办法怎么样来修补这个合一。
We don't think of our own ways and methods of how to fix this unity.
我们需要来到主的面前。
We need to come before the Lord.
我们需要承认我们没有办法。
We need to acknowledge that we have no way.
我们需要承认我们是没有的。
We acknowledge that we do not have it.
这是倒空。
This is emptying.
这是谦卑。
This is humility.
然后呢，我们来倚靠我们的主。
And then we come to rely on our Lord.
来靠他的谦卑。
And we rely on His humility.
靠他的温柔。
His gentleness.
靠他的恒久忍耐。
And His long suffering.
靠他那舍命的大爱。
And His self-sacrificial great love.
靠他的和平。
And according to His peace.
我们来竭力保守这个合一。
Then we can be diligent in preserving this unity.
兄姐妹，我们感谢神，每个主日让我们能够一同的擘饼来纪念主。
We thank the Lord that every Sunday we can come together to break bread and remember.
纪念主，我们不仅纪念主是如何爱了我们。
Not only do we remember how He loves us.
当我们一同在这里纪念主的时候。
But together as we remember the Lord.
我们也是同做一个见证。
We also bear one testimony.
我们乃是在基督身体里面。做一个合一的见证。
That in the body of Christ, we are together bearing a singular testimony.
所以每一周，至少我们主日早晨有这样一个机会。
So at least once a week, every Sunday, we have this opportunity.
我们来操练这基督身体的合一。
We exercise and train the unity of the body of Christ.
我们来竭力保守圣灵里面的这个合一。
And we'll be being diligent in preserving the unity of the body.
第二方面，我们这个身体如何从一个幼小的生命能够渐渐长成一个丰满的生命呢？
And secondly, how can this young life that is complete grow into one that is a fullness?
我们看见乃是借着那生命的交通。
That is through the fellowship of this life.
就像我们这身体里面的血液的系统一样。
Just like our circulatory.System in our body.
在哥林多前书一章九节那边，保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians 1:9, Paul tells us.
他说神是信实的。
That God is faithful.
你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子的我主耶稣基督一同得分。
Through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
直接的翻译的话，也就是告诉我们说，我们蒙神所召，来一同进入与主耶稣基督的。
So literally, it is that we have been called to enter into the fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那交通是什么意思呢？
What is fellowship?
交通就是享用。
Fellowship is to use together.
享用 yeah, 就是享受彼此享受彼此的供应。
That we partake together, and that we enjoy and partake together.
所以中文把它翻译成一同与基督耶稣一同得份，就是这个意思。
And so that is the translation in Chinese that we gain a portion in Him, partake in Him.
所以我们看见这个教会的生活是一个身体的生活。
And so we see that the church life is a life of one that is in the body.
我们不仅聚集的时候，我们来见证。教会是基督身体合一。
When we gather, not only do we testify of the unity of the body.
我们在一起聚集的时候，我们在这里也一同彼此的来与主有交通。
But when we gather together, we also fellowship together with the Lord.
我们也彼此有交通。
And we have fellowship with one another.
所以我们看见，不当是我们聚集的时候。
And so we see not only do when we gather.
就是在我们不聚集的时候，我们仍然要与我们的主耶稣基督有交通。
But also when we are not gathering together, we still continue in the fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
而我们与弟兄姐妹、众圣徒也应当有这生命里的交通。
And we ought to also have this fellowship of life together with all the brothers and sisters.
所以教会的生活不单是一个聚集的生活。
So we know that church life is not just a life of meetings.
教会的生活更应该是一个交通的生活。
But church life is a life of fellowship.
是一个享用的生活。
One where we partake together.
弟兄姐妹，当我们不管在什么时候我们聚在一起。
So no matter when we gather together.
我们享用爱宴不是我们的目的。
When we partake of love feasts, that is not our main goal.
我们谈论事情不是我们的目的。
When we talk about issues, that is not our main purpose.
我们的目的乃是盼望我们能够来。与主有交通。
Our main purpose is to have fellowship with our Lord.
我们能够把我们从主所领受的
everything that we have gained from the Lord.
借着交通也能够供应其他的肢体。
Through fellowship, we also provide for the needs of the members.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们在生活当中与弟兄姐妹彼此的相交里面，我们谈论什么事情
，No matter what type of fellowship or what discussions you have within the members of the body,
我们最后都应当带到。 与主的交通里头。
At the end, we all ought to be brought into the fellowship with our Lord.
好叫这个身体能够借着这个交通。
So that the body through this fellowship.
借这个生命彼此的供应。
Through the provision of life.
叫身体能够渐渐长成。
May allow this body to grow and mature.
长成满有基督长成的身量。
Into the maturity of the fullness of the stature of Christ.
昨天下午我们中间初中生的家长和孩子们有一个小小的聚集。
Yesterday afternoon, we had a small gathering with some middle schoolers.And their parents.
我们知道我们所处的世代是一个非常邪恶的也是一个黑暗的世代。
We know that this is a very evil and dark generation.
撒旦就像吼叫的狮子，在遍地游行，要寻找可吞吃的。
And Satan is a roaring lion, looking at whatever, finding whoever he can devour.
所以我们知道我们的孩子，他们面临非常多的试探和引诱。
And so we know for our children, they are facing many temptations.
所以当我们父母亲聚在一起交通的时候
，And so as parents, when we gathered together in fellowship,
我们就交通到孩子有这方面的问题，有那方面的问题。
We shared about how our children have this problem as well as that problem.
有用电脑的问题，有玩游戏机的问题。
There's problems with using the computer or playing with games.
当然最厉害的就是手机。
And of course, the cell phone.
以前小孩要做坏事呢，他还不那么容易。
In the past, for kids to do bad things, it was actually kind of difficult.
今天一击在手。
Today, it's all within their grasp. 他
随时随地都暴露在这样一个撒旦的试探和引诱的里头。
At any moment, they can fall into the temptation of the enemy.
当然，这是我们交通的一个开始。
Of course, this is the beginning of our fellowship.
但是我们不停在这里。
But we didn't stop there.
当我们在主面前越交通以后
，After we continued in our fellowship,
就带出了。一个负担
，It brought about a burden，
就带出了一个祷告的需要
，And it brought about a prayer request。
所以父母亲们能够在主的面前，来到主的面前，一同为我们的孩子，为神所托付给我们的产业，在主面前为他们祷告。
So as parents, for the inheritance that the Lord has given to us for our children, we began to pray for our children。
兄弟们，这是我们交通的生活。
This is the life of fellowship。
盼望在这新的一年。
So we hope that in this new year,
神还给我们有恩典的机会。
While God still gives us the opportunity of grace,
我们不仅每一天能够与我们的主有这生命的交通。
Not only do we every day have fellowship of life with our Lord,
叫我们能够从主得着属灵生命的供应。
Do we gain spiritual provision from our Lord?
愿主也加添我们更多的恩典。
But may he continue to add to us more grace.
我们能够与更多的弟兄姐妹也能够在这生命里头有交通。
May we have more fellowship with more brothers and sisters.
好叫我们能够一同的从主得着这生命的供应。
So that together we can attain from the Lord the provision of life.
叫我们借着这样的交通。
So that through this fellowship.
我们也能够达到在认识神儿子正道上能够同归于一。
We can attain to the unity of faith of the knowledge of the Son of God.
谢主，我想我们现在都很清楚，在这一年当中，我们愿意一起来追求，来达到让我们在真道上同归于一。
We are thankful now that we understand a little bit more about how we are to pursue in attaining to unity.
中弟兄交通在基督里的合一。
Our brother Philip shared about the unity in Christ.
翁弟兄交通到。在教会中的合一。
And Brother James shared about the unity in the church.
那我的责任是交通我们在追求上的合一。
And my responsibility is to share about the unity in our pursuit.
请我们来读哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节。
Shall we read Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 through 4?
我们怎么样在追求当中合一呢？
How can we attain to unity in our pursuit?
我们怎么样有一个同一个目标，有一个同一个道路，还有同一个盼望呢？
How can we have the same way, the same hope, and
the same goal?
And the same goal.
哥罗西书第三章第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事。不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
这四节的圣经告诉我们有两个重点。
In these four verses, there are two main points.
头两节圣经让我们看见我们追求的目标。
The first two verses shows us the goal of our pursuit.
后面两节的圣经告诉我们一个追求者的生活。
The latter two verses shows us the pursuit of those who live.
感谢主又给我们新的一年。
We thank the Lord He's given us another year.
让我们有主赐给我们有宝贵的生命，给我们时间，给我们力量，让我们可以做我们想做的事。
He has given us our precious life and time and strength, and to allow us to do what we want to do.
我想问大家，我们在2015年，我们想做什么呢
？So let me ask everyone in the year 2015, what do you want to do?
我们想追求的是什么呢
？What is it that you are pursuing after?
我们要把我们的生命、我们的时间、我们的力气花在什么身上呢
？With your life, your time, your strength, what are you going to use it on?
哥罗西书三章一节告诉我们说要追求上面的事。
Colossians 3 verse 1, it tells us that we are to seek the things above.
追求上面的事就是我们要来追求基督，要来追求神。
To seek the things above means that you are to seek after God, after Christ.
我们在地上自然会有一些属地的追求。
On earth today, of course, very naturally, you will have your earthly pursuits.
我们如果做学生的，那我们就好好读书，要毕业，对不对
？As a student, you want to study well and graduate.
那也许我们毕业以后，那一个追求就是找到一份好的工作，有一个稳定的生活。
And after you graduate, perhaps you want to look for a good job and have a stable life.
也许我们会想要找一个伴侣，能够建立一个家庭。
And perhaps you're looking for a significant other so that you can start a family.
那这些都很好，也是神给我们在地上，我们虚用的一切。
Of course, these things are all good, and these are things that God knows that He needs to provide for our needs.
但是这些地上的追求有一个共同的特点。
But there is a common objective for all these earthly pursuits.
就是相对的，这些追求都是相对的，而且呢都是暂时的。
Of course, all these things they are all good, but it's temporary.
我们得着的时候呢，也许暂时会有点满足，但是呢，过一段时间又不满足了。
Of course, once you have obtained it, you might be satisfied temporarily, but then pretty soon you won't be satisfied anymore.
所以加薪每个人都很高兴。
Once you have a raise, of course you're happy.
但是从来没有一个人过了六个月以后加薪还很，他觉得还很高兴了。
But six months later, nobody is still satisfied with that same raise.
他觉得他应该再升薪应该再高一点了。
You often think perhaps I need to have another raise.
感谢主，主的心意要把更好的给我们。
But we thank the Lord. God wants to give us that which is better.
他要我们来追求上面的事。
He wants us to seek the things above.
要追求神，因为主是最宝贵的。
We are to seek after God because Christ, He is the most precious.
当保罗看见基督以后，当我们弟兄刚才交通到，他看见这个意象以后，他就可以来把万事看作粪土。
And so Paul, when he received the revelation which our brother just shared with us, he was able to see all things as dung.
地和其上的事都要过去，只有神的道、神的旨意是永远长存的。
Because everything on this earth it will pass away, only the word of God it lasts forever.
讲到这个属天和属地的差别，我就想到以前常见弟兄给我们讲一个很好的一个比喻。
So when we speak about the contrast of the earthly versus the heavenly, I remember an illustration that our brother 常见 used to share with us.
就是一个老鹰和虫的比喻。
This is the story of an eagle and insects.
有一只老鹰呢，它在天上飞哈，非常自由自在，每天都很高兴。
There's an eagle who flew very freely in the sky every day.
就有一天呢，他看见一个老头，这个老头呢长得很丑，又脏又臭。
But one day he saw this old man walking, and this old man, he was ugly and smelly.
这个老头在地上哈，然后呢，他虽然很脏很臭，但他有一个篓子，有个篮子，里面呢装了很多虫。
Even though this old man, he was dirty and smelly, he in his hand, as he was walking, he had this cage, and inside the cage were lots of insects.
Worms.
Worms.
这些虫从地上挖出来的。
And these worms were dug up from the dirt.
这老鹰很好奇哈，它就天上飞飞，它就跑来在地上呢，跟这个老头开始搭讪。
And this eagle was very curious, so he came down and he started to talk with this old man.
这老头说哈，这虫今天才抓来的，非常的新鲜，又肥又大又好吃。
And so the old man told the eagle, these worms, they're very fresh. I just dug them up. They're big and they're tasty.
老鹰呢就经不起诱惑，就问这老头说，哎，要多少钱啊？
And so because the eagle, he just could not contain himself. He says, how much do you charge for these worms?
但是老头说不贵不贵，只要一根羽毛。
And so the old man says, not expensive. I only charge one feather.
老鹰想想看，我身上羽毛这么多，拔一根有什么关系啊？
And so the eagle thought to himself, I have so many feathers. If I give him one, it doesn't matter.
所以他拔一根就给老头。
And so he pulled one and gave it to the old man.
那老头就把这个一就是一篓子虫就给老鹰。
And so the old man gave his basket full of worms to the eagle.
老鹰吃了非常的开心。
And so the eagle ate it and he was very happy.
哎，真好吃啊。
It was very good.
所以老鹰就很高兴，就又飞到天上去了。
And so the eagle, after eating, was very happy and it flew up in the sky again.
过了几天以后呢，他肚子又饿了。
Few days later, he was hungry again.
他就想到这虫很好吃啊。
And he thought about how those worms were so tasty.
所以他又飞下来，就跟这老头对话。
And so he flew down again and talked with the old man.
然后他就又用一根羽毛来换一些虫。
And again exchanged the one feather for some more worms.
所以这样是重复的在发生。
And this repeated over and over.
直到有一天，当这老鹰把他身上一根羽毛拔下来以后，他发现他再也飞不动。
Until one day, this eagle realized as he pulled his last feather that he could not fly anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们与基督一同复活了。
We have already resurrected with Christ.
我们的生命是属天的生命，是飞翔的生命。
We have a heavenly life, one that soars above.
我们的生命是要求上面的事，要来满足神心意的生命。
We are to seek the things above, to satisfy the heart of God.
羽毛就是我们生命和力量。
This feather represents our life and our strength.
虫就是我们地上的满足，地上的享受。
The worms, they represent our earthly pleasures.
在地上的追求。
As well as our earthly pursuits.
我请问大家，我们的羽毛卖不卖？
And so I want to ask everyone, are you going to sell your feathers?
羽毛卖不卖？
Are you going to sell your feathers?
当我们认识主给我们这样宝贵的生命的时候，当我们看见我们原来是得着这与基督一模一样的生命的时候，我们的生命和力量千金都不买。
And so when we come to know our life and know that this is the same resurrected life that Christ has given to us, we dare not sell our life for even lots and lots of gold.
我们在地上的追求是什么？
What is our earthly pursuit?
我们当我们活在地上的时候，我们在追求的是地上的事吗？
When we live on this earth, are we pursuing after earthly things?
还是我们的眼目是在追求天上的事？
Or are our eyes fixed upon seeking after things above?
主耶稣告诉我们，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
The Lord Jesus tells us to not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
But he tells us that we are to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
但愿我们的追求是我们在这一年的追求，我们来追求天上的事。
We hope that this entire year, as we pursue, we will be pursuing after heavenly things.
是的，我们在地上有该尽的责任。
Yes, we have our earthly responsibilities.
但是我们不应该来追求在地上的享受。
But we're not pursuing after earthly pleasures.
不应该在地上为自己要想要得什么。
And we're not trying to gain anything for ourselves.
主耶稣的生命是一个倒空的生命。
The life of our Lord Jesus is one of emptying.
也愿我们的生命也是一个倒空的生命。
May our lives also be one of emptying.
很多弟兄姐妹很喜欢的一首诗歌，在我们诗歌本的332首。说我宁愿有耶稣。
Many brothers and sisters, we really enjoy hymn 332. It's called I'd Rather Have Jesus.
我宁愿有耶稣胜于金银，我宁属耶稣胜过财富无边。
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his and have riches untold.
我宁愿有耶稣胜于称扬，我宁愿有耶稣胜于美名。
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause.
因为主是美中最美，因为主是甜中最甜。
Because he's the fairest of all and the sweetest of all.
愿意在这新的一年，我们要追求的是我们的主。
We hope that in this new year, what we pursue after is our Lord.
我们众人，我们没有别的追求，我们就愿意来跟随耶稣。
For all of us together, that we have no other pursuit, but together we pursue after Christ.
我们思想什么，我们就会像什么。
Whatever you think about, that is what you become like.
所以刚才我们弟兄交通调要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So that is why our brother just shared about that. We are to have this attitude of the mind of Christ.
所以常常夫妻久了，然后他们就说，哎，你们夫妻很像。
As couples have been married for a long time, oftentimes people will say, oh, you guys are very similar.
那像磁铁一样哈。
And oftentimes like magnets.
我们知道磁铁为什么会有磁性呢？
Why are magnets magnetized?
那个没有磁性的那个东西呢，它的那个分子呢，在这个原子里面它是随便排列的。
We know that for things that are not magnetized, molecules within it are just very random.
但是磁铁它会有磁性，因为它的原子，它的那个磁的分子呢，它都是排列整齐的。
But we know that things which are magnetized, it is because the molecules are all arranged properly.
所以我们若向主呢，那主就像那个磁铁一样。
And so as we are all facing towards the Lord, we are like that magnet.
我们若与他多来思想，与他多来相连，我们也会变成一个磁铁。
If you think about him often and you are faced towards him often, you will become like that magnet.
因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的住在基督里面。
Because all the fullness of Christ abides bodily in him.
要在教会怎么样合一呢？
And so how are we to be unified in the church?
我们刚才弟兄也交通到，我们愿意把自己让在主的手中，来 学一个舍己的功课。
And so our brother also shared with us that we want to learn how to live a life of self-denial.
所以我们怎么样来过一个追求者的生活呢？
So how do we live a life of one who pursues?
在哥罗西书三章三节到四节说，因为你们已经死了。
In Colossians 3 verse 3 and 4 it tells us that we have already died.
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Christ, who is our life, is revealed, and then we will also be revealed with him in glory.
属天和属地是何等的不同。
To belong to death versus life is so different.
属天和属地是何等的不同。
Heavenly and earthly is very different.
属地的生命呢，是全要靠自己。
When you are earthly, you rely entirely upon yourself.
所有的东西你要得着。要有成就，一切靠自己的努力。
All that you want to obtain and accomplish, you must rely on your own efforts.
属天的生命刚好相反。
And it's the complete opposite for the heavenly life.
不是一个要得着的生命，乃是一个要舍的生命。
It's not a life where you possess and obtain, but one of sacrifice.
不是一个为着自己的生命，乃是为靠着主舍己的生命。
It's not a life according to yourself, but one according to the Lord that you deny yourself.
所以愿我们在这个新的一年，我们来学习来舍己的功课。
So we hope that in this new year we would learn the life, the lesson of denial.
让我们把自己舍了，我们才能够来得着基督。
That once you deny yourself, that you can obtain Christ.
另外，天然的生命或者属肉体的生命呢，是从生到死的生命。
And another aspect of this heavenly versus earthly is that this life allows us to experience going from death into life.
地上的生命，属肉体的生命，是先生再死。
The earthly natural life is first you're born and then you die.
属灵的生命呢，刚好相反，是要先死了才能生。
The spiritual life is the opposite. First you die and then you live.
所以保罗告诉我们说，你们已经死了。
And so that is why Paul says that you have already died.
感谢主，我们信主以后呢，我们第一件事情就是要先受浸。
And so we thank the Lord that as soon as you believe in the Lord, the very first thing you do is that you go through baptism.
就是要与主同死同埋葬。
That you go through co-death and burial with the Lord.
我们可以向罪死，向自己死。
We die to self and sin.
然后我们的生命才可以被藏在神里面，与基督一同藏在神里面，让神的生命来代替我们的生命。
And then we are hidden in our life with Christ, and His life substitutes for us.
所以保罗告诉我们要致死在这地上这个犯罪的肢体。
And so that is why Paul says that we are to consider the members of our earthly body as dead.
我们这个旧人常常都会犯罪。
Our old man often sins.
圣经上说，如同淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，你们要弃绝这一切事，还有恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中一切污秽的言语。
We are to consider in our earthly members dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry, and also to put aside anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth.
这些也许是我们还没有得救以前就我们就觉得很习惯的。
Perhaps these are things that we're all very used to before we were saved.
但是我们得救以后，我们就要放弃，要致死这些肢体。
But after we have been saved, we are to put all these earthly members to death.
那招我们的是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
But because he who calls us is holy, we are to be holy.
主的宝血是有功效的，但是我们也要来 来自己来与主能够配合。
His precious blood is effective, but we need to cooperate with him.
让我们可以永远与罪隔离。
So that we can be forever separated from sin.
也许过去我们有想觉得还是暂时会享受罪中之乐。
Perhaps in the past we have temporarily experienced the pleasure of sin.
但是我们今年不可以再享受罪中之乐。
But this year we will no longer experience pleasure with sin.
我们愿意与主一样，他是圣洁，我们也愿意圣洁的。
We want to be just like our Lord, that as He is holy, we are to be holy.
过去犯罪的，今天不可以再犯。
In the past we have sinned, today we no longer want to sin.
过去我们也许里面有愤恨，有恼怒。但愿今天用主他的温柔来代替。
Perhaps in the past we had anger and malice, but today we want His humility, His gentleness to substitute it.
第二方面，我们要怎么样来经历与主同死同活呢
？Secondly, how are we to experience His death and life?
就是要向自己死。
That we are to die to ourselves.
所以我们要脱去旧人和旧人的行为，要穿上新人。
We are to lay aside our old self and put on the new self.
要穿上新人之前，要先脱去旧人。
Before you put on the new self, you must put off the old self.
保罗告诉我们，我们已经死了，这是一个过去完成式。
Paul tells us that we have already died. This is a past fact.
这已经做成了。
It's already accomplished.
但是呢，我们需要来与主的死来联合。
But we need to be connected with His death.
让自己这个己能够死掉。
We need to allow that self to die.
我们怎么知道我们的旧人已经死了呢
？How do we know that our old man has already died？
我想，有些人，也许像我一样是比较急的人。
Perhaps some of you like me were more impulsive。
就是很容易会生气的。
And it's very easy for us to be angry。
以前生气的时候没有感觉。
In the past, we had no feeling about it。
自己还觉得很有理。
And I felt that I was very able。
但是呢？当我们认识主，当我们来接受主的生命以后
，But after coming to the Lord and accepting His life，
你会觉得说你以前生气的时候呢，觉得很有理的，现在生气以后呢觉得很懊悔。
And so in the past when you felt very righteous in your anger, now we really regret it.
以前呢，夫妻一个礼拜不讲话也没有关系啊。
In the past when in our marriages when we don't talk for a whole week, it was okay.
那现在呢，一天不讲话就不行的。
But now we cannot not talk for a day.
甚至一分钟不讲话都不行的。
You can't not talk for even a minute.
当我们有这样的感觉，就表示我们旧的生命已经死了。
This tells us that our old life has died.
圣经上告诉我们，年轻人，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母。
And so the Bible also tells us among the young people, as children, we need to listen, be obedient to your parents.
以前父母跟你们讲做什么，冷了要加件衣服，你就很烦，都完全不听了。
In the past, when your parents told you it's cold, put on more clothes, you found it so annoying and you didn't listen.
那也许现在你还是讲一样的话，但是你一讲以后你就觉得不对了。
But and perhaps they're still saying the same thing, but now when they say it and you don't do it, then you don't feel right.
这个就是表示我们的旧人已经死了。
This testifies that our old man has died.
死人要怎么办他呢
？So what do you do with the old man？
在医学上有一个名词叫 DNR。
In the medical terminology, there's an acronym DNR.
DNR 是什么意思
？What does DNR stand for？
Do not resuscitate. 不要去救他呀。
Don't save it.
不要去救这个旧人呐、啊。
Don't go back and resuscitate the old man. Because it's already dead.
哦，当我们那个会生气、会犯罪的旧人已经死了。
Because the old man that used to be angry is already dead.
那个不顺服、那个不能爱的生命已经死了。
That disobedient life, that life that could not love, it's already dead.
就让他死吧。
Just let it die.
不要再生气了。
Don't be angry anymore.
不要再犯罪了。
Don't sin anymore.
不要再不听话了。
Don't be disobedient
anymore. 不要再嫉妒了，不要再愤恨，不要再恼怒了。
Don't envy, don't have anger or malice anymore.
主告诉我们，所有的丰富都在基督耶稣里。
Because God tells us that all abundance is in Christ.
当我们愿意跟向自己死，我们就可以向神活。
When you're willing to die to yourself, then you can live to Christ.
我们就可以来穿上基督。
Then you can put on Christ.
保罗告诉我们，我们是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
He tells us that as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
感谢主，主给我们的是这样荣耀的生命。
We thank the Lord, He has given us such a glorious life.
他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And when He is revealed, we will also be revealed with Him in glory.
这还不只是讲到将来主来的时候要实现的事。
This doesn't just speak about something that will happen in the future when He comes.
今天我们就可以让基督在我们身上来显大。
Today, we are able to magnify His life in us.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们愿不愿意来拣选这个生命呢
？Are we willing to choose this life？
我们愿不愿意来追求这个生命呢
？Are we willing to pursue after this life？
当我们愿意的时候，它显现出来，它从我们身上彰显出来，我们也要与它一同显现在荣耀里。
We thank the Lord because when He appears, when He is manifested, we will also be shown with Him in glory.
感谢主。在过去的一个礼拜，我们有年轻人的冬令会。
We thank the Lord last week that the young people they had a winter retreat.
彭弟兄他在最后一天的信息告诉我们，基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
Brother Ted Peng shared with us that Christ, He is our hope of glory.
他告诉我们每个人，我们每个人都是基督的那个样本。
That we all are a sample of Christ.
我们每一个人都可以来彰显基督。
That each one of us, we can express Christ.
我们的弟兄用非常简单的话来讲到他的在工作上的见证。
And so our brother, he shared with us some very simple illustrations and testimonies from his work.
他是在他工作中他学习来彰显基督。
In his work, he had learned how to express Christ.
他成为一个基督的一个样本。
And so he became a sample of Christ.
所以当他退休的时候，我想问一下大家，有人来跟他讲，他用一个词来形容他。
And so when he retired, some people came up to him and described him with a description.
是什么
？What was that?
Noble.
That he was very noble.
尊贵
He's noble.
我们若在我们身上能够彰显基督
If we express Christ from our lives,
主那尊贵的生命就从我们这卑贱的器皿上能够被彰显
The noble life of Christ in this very base vessel can be expressed.
也许很多人不认识神，他们不晓得主自己
Perhaps many people, they don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord himself.
但是我们是不是可以从我在我们同学当中，在我们的同事当中，在我们家庭当中，我们能够让人看见基督呢
？But among our classmates, among our co-workers and family members, can we allow others to see Christ?
主把他这样一个荣耀尊贵的生命放在我们里面。
The Lord has placed such a glorious and precious life into us.
他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When He appears, we will also appear with Him in glory.
我们愿不愿意做成一个尊贵的器皿
？Are we willing to be a noble vessel?
我们要先向自己死，我们才能够让主能够活。
If we die to ourselves first, then we allow Him to live from us.
愿在这新的一年当中，我们在基督里面有合一，在意象里面有合一。
We pray that this in this new year that we will have unity in Christ and unity in faith.
In vision. 我们也能够在教会里面合一，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And that we would also have unity in the church, and that we would all preserve the spirit of unity.
我们也在我们的追求上能够合一，我们能够来思念上面的事情，我们以基督为我们的标杆。
And that we would have unity in our pursuit, that we would all seek the things above and use Christ as our goal.
在每天的生活上，我们与主同死同活。
And that every day we would die and live with Christ.
叫主的生命，他荣耀的生命，可以在我们的身上显大。
So that His life, His glorious life, may be magnified from us.
愿荣耀归于神。
May all glory be to God.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have some prayer?